Hey, welcome back to Keeping Up with Ali and Gigi.
Episode 2, looking into Gratz versus Boilinger. So before we begin, let's talk about what the actual legal issue is. The question is, whether or not the University of Michigan used racial preferences towards the undergraduate admission under the 14th Amendment and Title VI of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Let's keep that in mind during this whole podcast. To continue, facts of the case. Like many universities, Michigan's Office of Undergraduate Admission take many factors to make a decision. A factor is race, of course, and whether they are qualified or not. New system in 1898 caused 20 extra points for being minority. So basically, a fact that happened in this case would be the system at that time, if you were a minority, you would receive 20 extra points towards your application for college. In 1999, the newer system came to commission, and the admissions review committee made even more consideration towards minorities. In 1995, Jennifer Gratz, part of the case, and Patrick Hamacher applied to the university.
So the argument here is, did the university discriminate certain racial and ethnic groups? And did they also violate equal protection clause of the 14th Amendment? In their defense, though, they held positions for certain ethnic groups.
If you were Caucasian, like they were not being accepted because they weren't competitive. Yet, the problem was they considered themselves qualified given their previous records. And they took this more as a racial discrimination because, again, they were Caucasians and they were not accepted. As the pretty title said, competitive, they weren't competitive enough. Yet, they didn't understand if their qualifications completed everything the university asked for. Why would they simply just take their offer out of the table?
So what the district court held was that the respondents had showed that a racially diverse student body produced significant academic benefits, but that the admission policies of 1995 through 1998 were problematic because they amounted to holding seats for certain minority groups. However, the Supreme Court, in a 6-3 decision written by Chief Justice William Rehnquist, ruled that the University of Michigan's undergraduate admissions program was unconstitutional because it violated the Equal Protection Clause.
Argument for the plaintiff, which were the students. Violation of Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment and Title VI in Civil Rights Act of 1964. Meaning they felt, their argument was that they felt discriminated. They felt like they weren't being protected by the law.
And the argument for the defendant, which was the university, was that their admission system is based on keeping the university filled with a diverse group of students. Their argument was also that they were following a procedure of keeping a certain number of ethnic groups for benefiting their university.
Basically, my thoughts and reflection would be the 14th Amendment would protect them because there can be a racial decision made. But let's think a little bit technical. We have to know that the university also is only following protocol to avoid the actual racial discrimination. They could only accept a certain amount of each race. Make sure to have a variety. Basically, what I mean by that is the university, at the end of the day, there's a protocol that says that a percentage of people from each ethnic group has to be accepted. Therefore, what really happens is, you know, they have to consider each race, and maybe Caucasians at that time were completely filled. Basically, they had to accept more African Americans or Native Americans or Europeans. It depended what in the actual moment they needed to accept, and Caucasians, I'm guessing at that moment, were completely filled. So we also have to take in consideration the university and their side.
I would also agree with Gigi because I do believe that the University of Michigan is violating the 14th Amendment, considering the fact that this is technically racial discrimination. It's against the Constitution for a university like this to deny an application from a student because of a race. The 14th Amendment mentions equal protection for all, and this action violated this amendment. All students should be able to have a chance in going to a school, and them not having a chance because of discrimination is incorrect. I agree with the Supreme Court's decision ruling that the university's admission system was unconstitutional and violated the Equal Protection of Clause. Thank you for listening, guys. We'll see you next week with our next episode.